So I think that it's important that in church we talk about the controversial subject sometimes. And so I'm going to say something that some of you may thoroughly disagree with. It may even make you a little bit cross, but I'm going to say it anyway. When you go to the cinema, one of the best things about the cinema is pick and mix. Who's with me? Fantastic. Those of you with your hands up, you are right. I love pick and mix. I absolutely love it. It doesn't feel right trying to watch a film without a bag of pick and mix on my lap. And Astrid, who was adamant at the point that I bought them that no thank you, I don't want any sweets, dipping in and taking five at a time as soon as the movie starts. That's how cinema works. But you know, the reason I love pick and mix is not because I love all of those sweets. In fact, I can't stand most of them. Most of them are pretty horrible. Most of them are chewy, sticky, nasty things that I don't like at all. When I get pick and mix, what I want is a bag that is 90% full of these and has a few of these and a handful of these and a couple of these and just one of these. And that is what makes pick and mix a glorious thing, is that I can choose exactly what I want in the bag. And you know, sometimes that kind of choice is a really good thing. Sometimes that kind of choice is not such a good thing. If I buy a new phone, I don't want an Apple screen glued onto a Samsung body with a Sony battery and a charger from Huawei. That's not what I want. And if it's all held together with spit and gaffer tape, that does not make a good phone. I don't want that kind of choice. And if I buy a parachute, which we all do every day, I don't want a harness made by one company and a canopy made by another company held together with lines that come from an old parachute that was left to me by my granddad and with a ripcord that I found on eBay. That is not going to make a good parachute. Sometimes pick and mix is not such a good idea. I am the way and the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me, is what Jesus said. I don't know whether you noticed what Jesus didn't say. Because what Jesus didn't say was, I know the way to the Father, so I can give you directions. You know, the world is full of people who feel like they can give you directions because they feel like they know the way that you need to go. There's psychologists and gurus and personal trainers and mentors and life coaches. They are to a penny right now. And there's nothing wrong with what any of those people do. Nothing wrong with it at all. But they're all saying, I think I know the way. Let me give you some directions. Kind of like Hannah was at the start earlier on. But Jesus is the only person who says, I am the way. And he didn't say, I know the truth. He said, I am the truth. And you know what? He didn't say, I can give you a few tips for life. And again, the world's full of people who will give you a few tips for life. He said, I am the life. We're surrounded by voices telling us how to live our lives. If you go to YouTube and type in life hacks, I promise you, you will be scrolling through for the rest of the week. How to chop a cucumber using a comb. How to clean your keyboard using golden syrup. Don't try that one, I made it up. I literally wasted an hour of my life when I was planning this talk because I did type life hacks into YouTube, and my goodness, you can be there forever. Jesus didn't offer us a few tips and tricks for how to live life that we could opt into if we want. This is all or nothing. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Come to me or don't. But there's no half and half. Live your life in union with me or don't. This is not pick and mix. And the problem comes when we're following Jesus and we try to pick and mix bits of Jesus with other sources of direction and truth. And I realise that you might be thinking, well, I don't do that. I believe the Bible. I read the Bible, and that's what I take as being truth for life. But I wonder. Yeah, God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. He says, I watch over you and I don't slumber. He says, I'm with you in the midst of everything. He says, I will never let you go. But when you're scrolling through Facebook and you read those posts by those people that think that they've discovered something that nobody else knows, and there's some shadowy truth that they want to reveal to us, you know, that one rogue scientist or doctor that wants to tell you the terrible truth that the rest of the scientific community don't want you to know, and we read it, and we start to believe it. And our anxiety goes through the roof, because what if this is actually true and God hasn't realized it? And it's easy to pick and mix bits of truth from different sources and buy into some bonkers conspiracy theory and lose sight of the fact that Jesus says, I've got you. I've got you. And you know, God says, you are loved and valued. That's truth. You have gifts and purpose and a God-given destiny in life. But when you start hearing that little nagging voice that every single one of us has some of the time, and some of us have a lot of the time, inside our heads that says, you know what, you're useless. You know what, you're worthless. You know what, you're pointless. You know what, you're never going to amount to anything. And we all get that voice sometimes. But it's a lie. And if we start to pick and mix the truth of what Jesus says with the lies that sometimes whisper themselves inside our head, then we're losing sight of Jesus being the truth. It's far too easy to pick and mix. So when Jesus invites us to follow him, he's inviting us to put all of our eggs into one basket. And that basket is him. He's the way. Don't pick and mix a few spiritual nuggets from Jesus with some other life teacher and a couple of Facebook motivational poster posts and expect that that is going to lead you anywhere worth going. Because it's not. He is the truth. He is the measure of whether anything else you see or hear is actually true or not. If it contradicts Jesus, it's not true. Full stop. And he's the life. He's the only way to live. So don't pick and mix. When you're following Jesus, it's putting your hands on his shoulders and letting him lead you. It's walking with him every step of the way. And it's shutting out those other voices that contradict him, because he is the way and the truth and the life.